Bishop C. Dale White is one of the 15 bishops who caused an uproar last year at the United Methodist Worldwide General Conference held in Denver, Colorado. Those bishops, without benefit of discussion with all the rest of the bishops, signed a statement in favor of liberalizing the church's view of homosexuality. The Reverend Richard Harding, who presented the award to White at the New England Conference, said last year's statement avoided an even worse confrontation.
Word was that there was a confrontation about ready to take place because the impatience was really getting very thin. But word came that when the bishops broke ranks, this leavened very much the spirit of those who had become so impatient. So it was a tremendous gift to the church that the 15 bishops made.
The Methodist Federation for Social Action presented awards to those 15 bishops. In receiving his, Bishop White read from last year's statement.
What we said is, we must confess the pain we feel over our personal convictions that are contradicted by the proscriptions in the discipline against gay and lesbian persons within our church and within our ordained and diaconal ministries. We believe it is time to break the silence and to state where we are on this issue that is hurting and silencing countless faithful Christians. Then again, we reiterate, we will continue our responsibility to the order and discipline of the church, but we will also urge our United Methodist churches to open the doors in gracious hospitality to all our brothers and sisters in the faith. That was our statement.
The United Methodist Church officially welcomes homosexual persons into membership in the church. The church officially approves of the persons but disapproves of their lifestyle. The United Methodist Church also will not allow self-professing homosexuals to be ordained to the service of the church. Bishop White says the statement in favor of liberalizing the church stance brought many letters from parishioners. He quotes from one letter.
Quite frankly, my husband and I are having difficulty in deciding what we should do about supporting an institution that rejects our son and his partner. This is a very painful decision, and at present we are striving to educate our friends and acquaintances about the harm this statement causes, not only to homosexuals, but their families as well.
Bishop White says he's come to value people no matter their sexual orientation, and he describes the halfway attitude of the church as just so much trash talk.
On one hand, we say, welcome, come. We want you. On the other hand, we are saying, we cannot condone. The Christian church cannot accept. And I call that trash talk because it's a throwaway line, in a sense. You're trashing human relations.
This is an issue which will not go away, nor will it be fully resolved. At the last General Conference of the Church, more than 40% wanted to open up the stance of the Church, and a little less than 60% wanted to keep it the way it is. In any case, the denomination's official view of homosexuality cannot change until the year 2000, when the next General Conference convenes, and the issues will be raised again. I'm Mike Hickox.